For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Orlovsky, who's been on ESPN all morning, having the same conversation for the past three shows, will join us in 6 minutes. And we'll probably just cook him and ESPN as a whole for a lot of the they've been putting out from ESPN's people. Now, there is a top 100 list that is coming out from ESPN people. And I'll tell you what, it is the epitome of everything that everybody hates about ESPN. Mm-hmm. What they chose to do in ranking the top 100 athletes of like 21st century, they only gave us like 50 to 100 yesterday. What show. Mm-hmm. What an absolutely terrible list, and we'll blame Dan Orlovsky for that.
Hey, I am the truth. Hey, I am the wisdom of the fallen. I'm the youth. Hey, I am
Pat
the
greatest. McAfee, hey, this so is the cool. Hey, he rips ESPN personalities. But I agree. The list is awful. Wiggy and I, during the break, were discussing this. I think we come from a similar perspective in that, well, one of us was an athlete, one of us can't tie his shoes. But in the ability of the people on the list to perform other sports. Like, athletic ability, to me, means that you are coordinated, talented, strong, fast, and you can do multiple things. Like, the reason why there's a difference between Usain Bolt and Tyreek Hill, to me, is that Tyreek Hill is exceptionally fast, in unbelievable shape, but can stop on a dime, can catch, can move, can have the hand-eye coordination to catch the ball on the run, can anticipate a defender's move before he does, can make a move to make the guy miss. Like, Tyquan Thornton, an incredibly fast guy, people said he was similar in terms of his speed to Tyreek Hill, but he's going to be out of the league because he can't catch or doesn't know the defense or whatever. There's so many layers of difficulty to be successful as a receiver that don't exist for a sprinter.
But that's just different type of sport and different type of athletes. It doesn't necessarily say that one is not a sport.
It's athletic coordination. That's what I think it is. So, like, we brought up Tom Brady. Tom Brady's actually a really good athlete, because if you look at Tom Brady, he plays other sports, and I was talking to the guy that coaches at OKC, and this is always the conversation, your kid plays multiple sports, and they like kids who play more than just basketball, because it then makes your athletic coordination so much better.
Yeah.
Because now you know how to like slide, shuffle, backpedal, run, stop on a dime, be able to jump as you're going in one direction. Like, Tom Brady can do all those things because he's a pretty decent basketball player. We know he's a great football player. You've seen him play baseball, so you have to use that type of coordination to be able to run. To be able to running in one direction and then throw across your body like a baseball player, that's athletic coordination. I've seen some of the, you know, like when you think of sprinters, like some of the best sprinters that you'll see, and then you say, hey, can you just throw me that remote or baseball, and you could tell that they don't have that coordination.
It's not about their, because they're not trained in that sport.
But it's not about being trained in that sport. It's just about having that athletic coordination.
Well, I would also add that, like, if you want to compare athletic achievements, which is what the list at ESPN is doing, and I see we got full lines, I'll go to you right away. The big difference, like, Tiger Woods, to me, I love Tiger. He's unbelievable. He's the most talented, successful individual athlete of my lifetime. But I think what, you know, Bryce Harper or Albert Pujols or the best hitter does is far more difficult than being a great golfer. I mean, the ball's moving.
Right.
It's, you know, it's you're going up against guys throwing 95 miles an hour. It's very different. I just don't understand why. If you're just going to do a list based on accomplishments, it's not really that interesting of a list. Like, it has to be subjective.
Right. Anyway. Like, Randy Moss is 27th on this list, and he is by far one of the greatest athletes that I've ever seen.
Absolutely. Josh and Hingham, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
I didn't see the list, but I would think any list that involves, you know, the greatest athlete of all time would start and end with Bo Jackson. Would be, you know, I mean, that's what I grew up on. I mean, you're talking about a guy that ran a 4.140, which at the time was the fastest 40-yard dash time in NFL history, and he also had the third highest total reps on the 225 bench press. So you're talking about one of the fastest guys the combine, the fastest guy the combine's ever seen, and the third strongest, not to mention how what you guys were talking about, athletic ability translating.
Right. Well, sorry, Josh. It's since 2000.
Yeah, since
so
2000.
It's not including Bo Jackson, yeah. But I would say, of course, Bo Jackson.
Bo and Deion would be at the top of the list.
Yeah. Yeah, there wouldn't be even a question.
And I would probably put Schwarber right around there.
I mean, even Jordan would be up there to be able to do some of the things that, you know, his athletic coordination allowed him to do is amazing.
John in the car, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to say that I do not feel that motorsports is a sport. I mean, you got to put the word motor before it. if the guys in race cars, they drove around in a circle, and then the last mile, they stopped. Then everybody get out and ran, and then that person won. I might consider it a sport. Yeah. You have to put the motor before it. The motor is actually what is actually making the thing go.
Well, I would also say, though, what do they call swimming?
Yeah, they don't
water
call it
sport.
No, they call it a sport.
No, they don't. They don't say, hey, we're this next up is the swimming sport. They say the swimming competition.
Right. Swimming club.
Swim meet.
Swim meet.
Yeah, well,
right.
Meet ain't sport.
Let's go to Jim in Vermont. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Simone Biles, far above anybody else. Greatest athlete of all time. She's dominated her sport. The things you've been talking about, she's able to do in a second.
Yep.
No one else on earth has done things she has done. And at age 27, I bet she'll take home at least one individual gold.
Preach, Jim.
I agree with Jim, though.
Brady's Curtis. Brady's athleticism, a little more than you mentioned. I'm on the side of Wiggy there. But Montana was a better athlete, and therefore...
Okay, Montana was...
See, I'll also,
wait, hold on. So, Wiggy's saying because you call it a swim meet, it's not a sport, but you don't call it a football sport. You don't call it a basketball sport. You call it a basketball game.
We just talk sports.
So what's the difference? What does that have to do with anything?
No, I'm just saying, I don't think swimming is a sport at all.
Okay.
I
please get me a pool, goggles, and in a little cap.
But what does that mean?
I just want you to go do it.
Listen, I can't drive NASCAR and I can't drive a dirt bike like that.
But
what does that mean?
Because I just want to see you swim.
Swim?
No, I want to see you do a 50-yard back and forth flip turn.
But I'm not saying it's not difficult. That's the point that you're missing.
Butterback breast free. That's the IM.
Yes.
That's the point that you're missing. I'm not saying what Michael Phelps does isn't difficult.
No, I hear you loud and clear.
I just don't think that's...
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think swimming is a sport, and I don't think he's an athlete. Okay. I think Simone Biles is more of an athlete than Michael Phelps.
Okay.
Right. And I would just say that, like, I can't do a Rubik's Cube in under a minute. The guys that do that are not athletes. It's just a unique skill.
Yes.
So you don't think swimmers are athletes either?
I mean, I think it requires athletic ability.
No. Just yes or no.
Yeah, I do think swimmers are athletes. Yes, I would say that. I mean, it pains me because my sister was one. Randy in the car.
Hey, long time, first time. So I didn't see the whole list, but what I think of this list is who's more influential. That's what I think when I see this list, because someone like Lewis Hamilton, he's on the list because he brought a lot of different eyes to the sport that he does. So I think Michael Phelps being, I think he was number one. He just brought a whole, you know, a whole different set of eyes to the sport of swimming. And, you know, and that's what I think this list is really based on, more than just, you know, the athletic aspect of everybody.
Well, then say that. Rank the top 100 most influential professional. Don't even throw the word athlete.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about most influential, it's Tiger Woods number one the last 25 years. There isn't a close second in terms of what he did for the sport of golf, bringing people there. I would probably put, if it's most influential athletes the last 25 years, geez.
I'd have LeBron
would be up there.
Yeah, I would have Tiger, LeBron, Brady, influential athletes. Gosh.
Serena's probably still up there.
Serena, definitely. Tiger, LeBron, Brady, Serena, and maybe Jeter?
I don't know. Like, because...
Is there a baseball player? There isn't really a baseball player the last 25 years.
So you would think, like...
Maybe. I mean, maybe Peyton Manning.
My issue with this list, too, is it's like, even in the sports that we all agree on, like hockey and basketball, they screw up their list. When you put a guy like Steve Nash ahead of Alexander Ovechkin, who Steve Nash never won an NBA title. Alexander Ovechkin won a Stanley Cup, which is arguably the hardest title to win in sports. And on top of that, three-time MVP. Steve Nash only a two-time MVP. And oh, by the way, Alexander Ovechkin, the second all-time leading goal scorer in NHL history. And yet somehow Steve Nash and Giannis are ahead of Alexander Ovechkin.
Well,
like,
I think it's
because
Ovechkin has the Putin black card. He's been blacklisted from the list.
But like, you're just ruining your own list.
I see everybody. We're going to continue with the dumbest list of all time with your calls. Don't go anywhere, especially Mike. He's got a really good point against Wiggy. We'll talk to you next as we wrap up the Thursday edition of A Greg Hill List, Greg Hill Show.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.